How far am I away from this bugbear?
From the bugbear, probably about 20, 25 feet. You could certainly get to it with a move. With a move, sure. Action.
I'm going to move 10 feet forward just to get a little bit closer, just kind of pick my target. And his rings are still glowing, sort of apropos of nothing. And he's just sort of concentrating, closes his eyes a second, and an unbidden memory comes to his mind of his mother sitting in on his late sort of Feanor tutelage of using magic and cantrips. And he just hears her voice just like, aim it where they're going to be, not where they are. And he's like, yes, yes, yes. And he's going to Sacred Flame again. So another DC 14 deck save, please.
All right. DC 14, you say? Yep. He has rolled a 12 this time, as your mother's words seem to strike total? True.
12 total?
12 total. Lovely. Yeah, 12 total.
Oh, in which case, this is something I didn't know about attaining level 5. Certain cantrips now do more damage.
Yes, indeed.
Including Sacred Flame, which has become 2d8, not just the single d8.
Very
which
nice.
Which feels pretty big. 2d8 feels good. Particularly when there's an 8 on the die. That's 11 points of radiant damage.
How are you finishing him?
Nice. Oh, just... he twists his hand and he gets engulfed in this radiant flame as he just kind of just Wilhelm screams and just disintegrates.
Nice. And silence once again befalls the chamber as the two bugbear corpses are at all of your feet, essentially, at this moment in time. Is there anything you would like to do in the immediacy?
Gloat.
Okay, trying that door was a bad idea. Sorry about that.
Well, what the fuck just happened?
It seems there's a lot more company here than we first thought.
Yes.
Do you think that's all of them?
I'm guessing he's in that locked room or left through there.
Can't be everything, but we must be thinning his ranks.
Hmm.
And he cannot run without going apart first.
At least, hopefully, he can't get out any other way.
Just as a reminder, there are two exits and entrances into the temple that you are in. There are the double doors that you came through to the south of the room, and the tunnel to the east from where the bugbears left. When Saga pursued him just before he turned invisible, he was halfway down the tunnel to the east.
Is that so? That wouldn't lead to the locked door.
The tunnel to the east does indeed feature the locked door, which is as you're going down the tunnel, just on the left-hand side, and then halfway down the tunnel, there is also a flight of stairs leading deeper into Wave Echo Cave.
Cool.
Either he snuck past us back through those double doors, or... Well...
Down those stairs. Deeper in. Wherever.
Why don't we see if there's a... one of the bugbears has a key on them for the door.
Mm. What he said.
Thoric will go and start patting down the bugbears.
Okay. Do you want to give me an investigation check, please?
Saga will help if that gives advantage.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Investigation. 17.
Ooh, yay.
You search the bugbears thoroughly. They are carrying a little bit of coinage on them, certainly. Not a huge amount. Probably about 15 gold between them.
I pass 15 gold to Saga.
Thank you.
But no keys.
Yeah, quite a bit of money that we can use at some point.
Mm. No keys, though, unfortunately.
No.
We can buy a key.
With your hand, do you reckon you could unlock the door? I can't remember if we tried that.
We did, but I don't know if we need to rest before moving on. And I, like, hold a hand to a bloodied part of me and kind of wince a little.
Yeah. I think we need to.
Agreed.
But once we are rested, I will open that door and we will find him.
Aye. Where do we want to try and take a rest? In here? In like a corner? You know, it's a big room, but like it's not like anything can sneak in here without us seeing it.
True.
Good idea. We take a corner and one of us takes watch.
Great.
Very well.
Okay, so you're going to take an hour to take a short rest?
Aye.
That'll have to do.
Very well. Okay, so you settle down. Is there anything anybody during this hour, aside from obviously resting, is there anything other than resting anybody would like to do?
The spiders.
Yes.
They secrete a poison, do they not?
Yes.
Is there a way that I can harvest it from a poisoner's kit?
You certainly may be able to, but you wouldn't be able to benefit from a short rest if you were to, because usually harvesting of a creature of even medium size would normally take you an hour. But if you wanted to roll a nature check, I could certainly let you know if it would be worth doing.
That's a good idea. That's a 21.
A 21. Okay. So, a giant spider. Let me just consult my notes here. A giant spider would certainly be worth looting in some capacity, or harvesting, should we say. Let me just find exactly what it is that you would expect to harvest from a giant spider. So, if spider meat takes your fancy, you can certainly get some spider meat. Or actually, a giant spider hide can be useful for crafting a sort of leather armor, depending on how many days and how much gold you have. You could either do leather or studded leather armor, which actually would be essentially resistant to the restrictions around movement within webbing.
Because do you know what? Spider hide armor sounds rogue as fuck.
However, because a giant spider is, I think a giant spider is large, if memory serves, that is going to take you more than an hour to harvest, because they are so big. So it would actually take you 2 hours to harvest a giant spider corpse.
What about Leo? With the help of my compadres?
Good question. That's a very good question that I hadn't considered. I would say that if you
considering
had
the old expression, a problem shared is a problem halved, does that mean
well,
it was like a quarter of the time?
I was going to say, I wouldn't quite say a quarter of the time, because really what that would do would be a nature check with advantage, essentially, but also, but it would half the time. So you could do it in an hour with advantage. But again, you wouldn't be able to bet. You could do it, but you wouldn't get the benefits of the short rest from doing so.
You need to rest.
Yeah, Because you get max hit points because of that potion. Vitality.
So the potion of vitality. Yeah.
That's right. Well remembered, I guess.
You regain maximum number of hit points for any hit die you spend.
Mm-hmm. So, short rest.
Oh, I didn't have any hit die to short rest, but I leveled up. So that would mean I have one.
That would be correct.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think I've used two, so I've got two left.
Benanar True Silver has blessed you on this day.
All of mine and got exactly what I needed to be back to full, but I have nothing left.
You have no healing capabilities left on yourself, huh?
Does the Potion of Vitality only apply to one hit die or any hit die I spend?
Potion of Vitality. When you drink this potion, it removes any exhaustion you are suffering and cures any disease or poison affecting you. For the next 24 hours, you gain the maximum number of hit points for any hit die you spend.
Awesome. So that'll be 16 if I use both, which I think I'm gonna.
Sergey, can you sing us a song?
Your hand looks sorry.
You can. I think you would never ask.
Yeah. Can I use wind, please?
What was that? Sorry, Saga.
Can I use my second wind? Extra
deep. Absolutely, you can. Yes, please do.
Can you do Song of Rest again, Sergey?
Yes, Song of Rest. You get an extra 1d6 hit points if you spend a hit die.
Yes, please, very nice. Vicar.
Could you please, if you would, James, please share with us at least the lyrics of your Song of Rest, not necessarily the tune.
Yes, I would love to. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. I think by now, somehow, you should have realized what you've got to do. Is that words?
Change the words, so it's a different song. Don't get in trouble.
I don't believe in anybody who feels the way I do about you now.
Johan's beset by a strange feeling that he's heard this song before.
Fine, smash to a tavern in Neverwinter. Just
yeah.
Days rest of mine.
Thank you for that, James.
Oh, you're welcome.
restful of 90s ballads.
Please do, if you haven't done already, please do take the benefits of a short rest, as actually your hour passes uneventfully. but of course this has come at some degree of cost, as of course an hour has passed since Halfrin Loren made his escape.
On the plus side, if he did go invisible, maybe that will have gone by now.
Aye.
But we shouldn't waste time.
To the door.
To the door. Let's play this smart. Let's get in here. Let's take him out as quick as we can. Let's get the heck out of here.
Okay. Johan busies himself with the lock.
I cast Guidance on Johan.
Very nice.
I cast Friendship.
And Saga just goes...
All right, then. Johan. Could I get, then, if you are unraveling your pack of thieves' tools, as I imagine you are, could I get a dexterity check from you, plus your, I presume you are proficient in thieves' tools. I think I ask you this every time. So in which case, a dexterity check plus your proficiency bonus, which I believe is plus 2?
Sorry to distract while Johan's rolling this check, but the words of friends, if Sergei were to cast it on Johan, when the spell ends, the creature realizes that you use magic to influence its mood and becomes hostile towards you. A creature prone to violence might attack you.
Yeah, but he cast friendship, not friends. Crucial difference.
Is friendship a different spell?
I don't think there is a friendship.
Me being our
I do not have friends.
You don't have friends, that's Brenda.
All three of you have already cast friendship on Johan.
Oh, stop.
But you have to become hostile to Sergei. You are prone to violence. That's the rule.
So, Johan, you unroll this leather case that was tied shut. So you unroll it and there's an array of implements made of like this dark iron. Levers and picks for opening locks. Several files are in here, little hammers and pry bars, some pliers, a mirror and things. And a modest little hand drill as well is in there. You begin taking the various implements, trying to break through this lock, which is probably going to take you about 10 minutes to do. What was the result of your dexterity check?
I rolled an 8 and plus 3 is 11, plus my proficiency is 13, and plus guidance, which I believe is a D4.
D4? Mm-hmm.
D4. I had another D4. What has that got to? Plus 2, so that's 15.
15. All right. As you are kind of jimmying away at this lock, you find yourself get steadily a little frustrated, as this lock seems to be a little bit more complicated than you had even realised. And you kind of come up against a little bit of mental resistance, shall we say, for a moment, kind of starting to wonder whether or not you actually are capable of unpicking this lock. But then an idea suddenly strikes, and you pick up a different implement from your kit and begin working away. And suddenly, there is a
just a shoe. Just
is a satisfying click as the lock unlocks on this door.
Okay, I signal to the others, and then put my tools away. Retrieve Steve. And then countdown. And then just gently push the door open. Is it a stone door or a wooden door?
It is a stone door.
Oh shit.
All doors in Wave Echo Cave, because it is essentially a dwarven complex, is all of them pretty much are stone doors. But you push this door aside that leads into quite a small chamber, certainly in comparison to the temple that you've just been in. It's about 30 foot by 30 foot. The ceiling is about 20 foot high, which is a very high ceiling for Wave Echo Cave. And there are kind of like dusty draperies adorning the walls of this room, which you can also see in the northwestern corner. So at the far end of the room and slightly to your left. There's also like a bed. And To the left of you, as you look in, there's a small brazier in there as well. And a badly disheveled dwarf lies bound and unconscious on the cold stone floor.
Oh, it's...
This episode of Bardic Quest is sponsored by ourselves, and specifically Bardic Quest Plus, our exclusive Patreon membership program that's designed especially for our most dedicated fans. When you join Bardic Quest Plus, you're not just a supporter, you're an essential part of our storytelling journey. Unlock a treasure trove of benefits, including exclusive access to our community Discord, where you can connect with like-minded adventurers, engage with the creators behind the show, and become part of our tight-knit community. As a Bardic Quest Plus patron, you'll be among the first to enjoy the main weekly show thanks to early access available right now at patreon.com/BardicQuest. Delve even deeper with Bardic Quest Behind the Screens, your backstage pass to the magic that brings our stories to life. And dive into the essence of the saga with Bardic Quest Abridged, a re-edited compilation of each chapter premiering during our dark seasons with early access for our patrons. And join in on the adventure with Bardic Quest Downtime, featuring bloopers and bonus content. But that's not all. As a Bardic Quest Plus patron, you'll also enjoy ultra early access to brand new actual play series where uncharted realms and thrilling adventures await. Bardic Quest Plus is your gateway to an even deeper, more immersive storytelling experience. So join us today at patreon.com/BardicQuest and embark on a journey where the adventure is only the beginning.
Gundra's brother?
We're just standing there, aren't we?
Yes.
We go over to him.
Tharic will go over and start checking him over.
Okay.
I'll guard the door.
Yeah, he's stable, but he is definitely unconscious.
Wayne, how many ways in or out are there of this place?
Only through the door with which you entered.
Okay, I'll stay by the door.
I'll walk into the room just in case.
I'm going to start these draperies. Are they like flags against the wall? What kind of...
Do you want to give me a... do you want to give me a religion check?
A 17.
Make
that a 19.
Very nice. So this chamber and the dusty draperies kind of affirm this. Looks to be as though they were once perhaps like a priest's quarters. Perhaps a priest that looked after the temple next door. And these draperies are very much kind of decor in honor of Jumathoin, who is the god that the temple next door is devoted to.
Okay. I want to have a look behind the draperies, see if I can't spot any secret hidden passageways in this room.
Give me an investigation check, please.
that'll be a 16 overall.
A 16 overall. There are no entranceways or secret passageways or anything like that. Secret compartments that you can see in this room.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Can we find out who it is? Who, I mean, we have no idea who it is, but it could be another dwarf.
Who the dwarf is? You mean?
We're guessing it's Gundry.
It's Nundru.
Yeah.
Can we rouse him?
Rouse? No, this was not the dwarf I wanted today.
Can I try and bring him? Just bring it. I know he's stable. Can I try and bring him round to consciousness?
Mm. So, if I am understanding of unconsciousness in this context, the real way to achieve that is through healing of some kind.
Healing, right. And selfishly, but practically, it is not in my best interests to use my very limited resources to bring him into consciousness. He's alive, he's safe. Is there anything else in this room useful wise?
The only things really in this room are the bed, the draperies, and the brazier. And of course, obviously, the dwarf.
Black Spider did not come in here.
No.
Perhaps Nundra, if he's not in here, we can detect some kind of magic. Maybe he left something behind, something we can use.
Good plan.
I assume he actually maybe just snuck past you, Saga.
I mean, he could have.
I'm going to start casting Detect Magic as a ritual.
Okay, so that's going to take you 10 minutes to do. Whilst Thoric is preparing his Detect Magic ritual, is there anything anybody else wanted to do during that time?
Is this bed like a grand four-poster bed or like a pallet or like what are we talking?
Saga, we don't have time. There's things to do.
That's what I mean. I have to figure out what this room is. Also, not with people watching.
Is it pocket spring or memory foam?
It's a fairly simple bed. There's nothing really particularly grand about it. Okay. Quite very basic. Perhaps the priest that stayed here was not at all materialistic, or maybe perhaps Jumathoin's religion was not of one of materialism, perhaps.
Okay. Saga's going to sit on the bed and wait, because Thoric's doing ritual casting.
I will head back through into the big fight area.
Okay.
Do I have to go with Sergei? I'm going to follow Sergei.
Instantly, Thoric's like, where are you going?
just this way. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Do your thing.
No, I'll go after Sergei.
And I'll watch
Thoric. Sergei's going to keep an eye on Sergei.
Please shout if you need us.
Yes.
All right. So, Saga and... So, Saga... begrudgingly follows Sergei as he makes his way back into the temple.
Yes. Am I correct in thinking there was a desk in here that the Black Spider was sat at?
Well, not so much sat at, but certainly stood around, yes.
Is there anything on this desk?
Yes, there is. I have a feeling you may have looked into this already. Possibly.
A folder decorated with little magic stars saying, "My evil plan."
Yes.
No. But it does. It is strewn with notes and maps on the table. But also there is a black leather sack amid the papers as well.
I will have a look in this sack.
And I do have a feeling you've looked at this before, but maybe an item in here might give away whether or not you have. So that particular item, which will certainly give away if you have or haven't, is a dwarven ale mug made of hammered
electrum. The electrum one. Definitely looked in.
So
this.
You have definitely looked in the sack before.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Ignoring that, then I will head to the main double doors.
Okay.
Where are you going, Sergei?
I'm having a look this
way.
Why? Because maybe we can pick up some tracks.
But we know the Black Spider went that way. We can't split up now.
But maybe he snuck past you. Maybe he went back this way. There's no way he could have... Wait. Am I correct in thinking the only way out is this way and then the way into the room?
Yeah, so the temple has got the double doors to the south, and then the only other entrance or exit into the temple is the eastern corridor, which has on the left of the corridor a doorway into the room where you found the dwarf, and the tunnel continues to a stairway which heads deeper into Wave Echo Cave, headed east.
Oh, ignore me then. I'm blind. He went that way. Surely he must have done.
Yes, that's what we were trying to talk. She like grasps his hand and like leads him back into the room with Thoric. And
before we go, I'm going to close the double doors. If we know he's come back this way, these will be open. Yes.
Okay.
Good. God, I am a genius sometimes.
He's going to lead it back into the room like a wayward child.
Don't worry. Saga is safe. I protected her with my life.
Johan, what have you been doing during this time on their little excursion?
I've been watching Thoric's back while he attempts to reawaken Nundro, and also kind of studying the room, trying to see if there's any discernible sign of where Halfrin has gone, or if he's been in here at all, or if he's left anything behind, or even that cursed rat. I'll take anything at this point. I know the rat is dead because, you know, hopefully the red wizards have gone, but, you know, I'll take anything at this point.
Sure. Could I get an investigation check from you, please?
Presumably there's something to look for.
Hope that wasn't a d4.
It wasn't. It was a 24.
Okay. You are confident, looking around this room for any signs of any disturbances of any kind, that this room has not been disturbed for perhaps a day or two prior to you entering. Could I get a perception check as well from you, please?
Don't tease me, Wayne. That'll be 12.
There's a lot of strange noises down in Wave Echo Cave.
Can you hear them?
But you do think that in amongst those noises, you do hear just almost whispering on the subterranean wind. Johan.